Hello, everybody, with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now to give you the opportunity to call and get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues in your life right now. The number 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC. For the full number, 844-322-2742. Welcome to Basic Gospel. Here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to be talking today about a verse that's one of our favorites. It really defines the Christian life. It's Galatians 2:20. And if you have not marked this in your Bible, we certainly encourage you to do so because it really is the heart and soul of the gospel. And it reads this, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. There's the gospel message, just in the most succinct statement in the Word of God, and it's so powerful. And Andrew, it's something that you've been taking out to people across this country and really literally around the world, and it's a message that needs to be heard, isn't it?
Yeah, Bob, you know, we look at love and we try to define love, and you know, growing up when we have a mom and dad, one of the ways we spell love is just time spent with us. I mean, you know, someone can tell us they love us, but until they really get down in the trenches of life with us and spend time with us, we really might not be aware of the depths of their love. And what I love about this passage, Galatians 2:20, is that God is spelling out his love in a very definable way. He's saying Christ in you. That's time spent with you. You know, 24/7, without interruption, God is, as I like to say, he's cleaned house and he's moved in, and he's spelling love to us through his presence within us that'll never be revoked, unshakable, unbreakable presence of God.
That's powerful stuff, and it really speaks to the fact that how do we access that? How do we, you know, feel that presence? And it's by faith. You know, this whole gospel, this whole Christian life is to be lived by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And that's what this verse is all about. And it really, I think, spells out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. And I think that's why this is such a powerful, powerful passage. We talk about the fact that it's all of Christ. And, you know, we raise our hands and say, well, what's my part? What's my role in that? Well, my role is simply to walk by faith, to abide, to walk in the Spirit. That's what God has called us to. By grace, that's being crucified with Christ, the fact that we no longer live, the fact that Christ lives in us. It's also the fact that God loved us and gave himself for us. That's what Jesus did. That's grace. Well, how do we access that? By faith. And that's the summation of the Christian life, and it's just one of those powerful verses, and let's talk about it on today's broadcast.
This is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have plenty of open lines, and we're on the air live so that you can partake of the broadcast and pose your question or your particular situation that you'd like to discuss. So a good opportunity, the best one you'll have today, as a matter of fact. Give us a call, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-322-2742. It did a little differently this time, so maybe it will stick. 844-322-2742. All the lines are open right now. We await your calls. In the meantime, guys, a question from Jerome, who lives in Huntsville, Alabama, listens online, says, what does it mean to pray in the Holy Ghost? Most of the time, this is said to mean to pray in tongues. If this is correct, then what is the difference between speaking in tongues and praying in tongues?
Great question. You know, guys, I think, first of all, we have to locate ourselves as believers. I mean, as believers, our position is that we are in the Spirit. We don't always walk by the Spirit. I mean, obviously, we blow it. We mess up. We make mistakes. We struggle with temptation. But our location is in the Spirit. So when we pray, we are praying while we're in the Spirit. And what does it mean to maybe pray by the Spirit? Well, pray in accordance with his desires. I mean, you know, when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us. with groanings too deep for our own words to express. So obviously, the Holy Spirit in us has a set of desires that he wants to see lifed out within us. So, for example, the Holy Spirit wants to see us bear fruit, us to express love and kindness and patience to other people. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if I were to go over to Africa and, you know, President Obama has asked me to go over there and represent the United States and to, you know, do certain things in his name. And then on the flight over there, I start getting my own ideas and I say, you know what, I've got my own agenda for Africa now. And so I scribble them down on a napkin. And when I get to Africa, I get off the plane and begin to visit all the various countries and spread my own agenda, no longer speaking in his name and no longer walking by his agenda. So, you know, when we talk about praying in the Spirit and praying in accordance with the Spirit and praying by the Spirit, just as we do anything by the Spirit, really we're just talking about getting in touch with what God desires for us. You know, people get tripped up with these verses about ask anything in my name. Well, you know, God's not saying that you just tack on Jesus at the end of your prayer after asking for a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or something. He's really saying, are you asking in accordance with my character? Are you asking in accordance with my personhood? Because I live in you and I'm motivating you. So to pray in the Spirit is simply to pray in agreement with God's Spirit who lives within us. It has nothing to do with the language that's being expressed. It could be in Swahili or German or English, but really, is it motivated by Christ within?
Jerome, yeah, I hope you're listening. Oh, go ahead, Richard.
There's an interesting corollary to this. If you're not praying in the Spirit, then you must be praying according to the flesh. And if that's the case, you might as well just be quiet, because it, in the flesh means nothing. It's our relationship with God through the Spirit that makes all the difference.
Yeah. Well, Jerome, hope you're listening. Hope that's been a help to you. And friends, if you have a question that you can't pose during the time we're actually on the air live, you can drop us an email. You'll find the link on the helm page at basicgospel.net. Right now, plenty of open lines remaining, plenty of time on the clock. We want to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-32-BASIC. Question from Jose, who writes to us from Tampa, also listening on oneplace.com. He says, there's not a new covenant church in my city. Are we okay praising from home? He says, I consider Basic Gospel my church home for now. Love you all. That's from Jose in Tampa.
Well, we appreciate that question. And, boy, that's a big question that people are asking. You know, where do I go to church? I think there's something inside of us that wants to be connected with other like-minded believers, but we don't want to be blasted with all kinds of legalistic teaching or erroneous teaching that's out there. So where do we go to church? And if we haven't found one, what do? How do we get fed and those sort of things? And that's why I'm grateful that, you know, a radio broadcast like this is here, that there's streaming opportunities. You know, Andrew, you stream your service every week, and people can connect that way. Mm-hmm. And so those are positive things. But there's still that idea of connecting with other like-minded believer. So what do we do in a situation like this? Andrew, I know you hit that question all the time.
Yeah, Bob, you know, I think really there's two choices here. I can try to do my own thing, and meaning, you know, I can gather together with two or three or five other guys, five other people or five other families at a home or a coffee shop. And, you know, I don't have to worry about numbers. I mean, first of all, the scripture says where two or more are gathered, there he is with us and among us. So, you know, I don't have to worry about God showing up. If Christ is in you and Christ is in me and we get together in a coffee shop, well, Christ is among us because he's in us. So it's not about quantity. You know, the church is not about being mega or being many. It's really about Jesus and him being in us. So that's the biggest deal. But then, you know, I think you also have to ask some tough questions sometimes, like, am I burning more bridges than I'm building? Am I really trying to find things that I do have in common with believers around me? Because sometimes, you know, sometimes maybe someone's doctrine is not that great. It's not quite right. But, you know, they're not being militant about it. And maybe maybe they're open to some dialogue. And you know, am I going to church just to get my needs met? Or am I going to a local congregation to also be a source of light and hope in other people's lives as I trust Christ to be my life in that congregation? So, you know, there's not one right answer. It's not black and white. But I would encourage as many New Covenant folks as possible, if they're in a church that they're currently enjoying or things seem to be okay, I mean, don't jettison from that church unless you really feel the Lord stirring you to do so. You can have a tremendous ministry sometimes right there in your home congregation, just among your friends.
Yeah, we're always looking for ministry opportunities, and sometimes the local church is the most fertile mission field that's out there. And Andrew, I really love some of the points that you were making, particularly the fact that we often go to church to get our needs met, and this church is a body of believers, and it's really going to take up our place within the body and serving the body. That's what we're called to do, and we do that within local assemblies, whether they're small Bible study groups, whether they're small home groups, whether it's a big, large church setting. We go to take up our place within the body. We've been joined to that body. And I think those of us who know Christ, know the grace of God, are growing in the grace of God, we have great opportunities to be catalyst for a grace movement within a local assembly, to spark some conversation, to get people thinking about what Christ has accomplished, to stir and to stimulate and to encourage people to love and good deeds. Well, how is that going to happen apart from a real understanding of the gospel? And if you're in a place, man, start that conversation.
Yes.
Let the Lord lead you and serve that body in that way. Well, let's go to Madison, Wisconsin, and talk with Eric, listening to us on oneplace.com. Hi, Eric.
Hi, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
Not too bad. I kind of had a couple questions. The first question is, essentially, what is repentance? And then the second question is there any good Christian colleges out there that teaches New Covenant theology?
Well, Eric, great question on repentance. That's something we all want to know.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Bob, repentance, you think about what it is at its core, and it's changing our minds. I mean, you know, repentance is a change of mind resulting in some sort of action. Because our belief has changed. And then, so you think about the Old Testament or New Testament version of repentance. I mean, it's changing your belief about God in the New Testament, specifically about Jesus. And so, you know, the Jewish people went from unbelief in Jesus as Messiah, and they turned to belief in Jesus as Messiah. So, when we think about repentance, you know, 9 times out of 10 in the New Testament, repentance has to do with the salvation experience. I mean, there is a time in Revelation, for example, where you can find, you know, Jesus is telling them to not forsake their first love, to get a refocus on Christ. And so he speaks to a whole congregation, I mean, hundreds, maybe thousands of people, and tells them to repent and do the things they used to do. But largely 9 times out of 10, repentance refers to that initial change of mind when we went from unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ. And so that's really what's at the core of repentance.
Eric,
does that help?
That does help a lot.
And you had a second part to your question, didn't you, brother?
Yeah, he was wondering about Christian colleges that may have a New Covenant kind of orientation as far as how they teach and what they want to communicate. Do you know of any out there, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, I do. I know of one in Georgia. I'm trying to think of the name of that. I'd have to come up with it. Perhaps he could email us and I could get him a link. But there is a seminary in Georgia that has a Christian counseling degree. and they counsel from a new covenant perspective. It's a pretty neat degree. I think it's a master's degree in counseling that you can get there in Georgia.
Eric, would you email us at bob@basicgospel.net? That's bob@basicgospel.net, and pose that question, and we will send you that information, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And we have open lines. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Parley. My name is Bob Davis, and we thank you for joining us. That number, 844-32-BASIC, time on the clock, 844-32-BASIC. And, guys, we have a wonderful conference coming up, and I don't want the opportunity to get away from us today before we talk about it. It's called the Hear It, Believe It, Live It Tour, and it's going to be coming up at Valley Church in Vacaville, California. That's coming up on March 7th, and we're looking very, very much forward to being with our Northern California friends.
Yes, we are. It's going to be four messages. We're going to start at about 9 o'clock in the morning and go to probably 1:30 or something that afternoon. But really, when you look at all that we're going to be communicating on the new covenant, our forgiveness in Christ, this new life that we have, and the faith that we exercise in Christ, it really is answering that question, how your Christian life is really supposed to work. And I think that's something that's on all of our minds. We have this picture out there of what Christianity is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's supposed to be filled with love and filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with patience and filled with kindness. So we know that. The question is, how do you get there? And most of us choose human effort or human philosophy or human understanding or the basic principles of this world. But the Christian life is not that. It is always by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That's how the Christian life is supposed to work. And in this conference, we give some really practical handles for people to grab onto to make that a reality. So come join us March 7th. And then we have another conference to talk about. And Andrew, you're leading this conference in April. It's the Network 220 conference in the Washington, D.C. area. So we have the West Coast, mm-hmm. March 7th, and then we have the East Coast in April. So, Andrew, tell us a little bit of that one.
Yeah, well, if folks want to go register for this, this is network220.org, and we've got five different speakers. We're going to have Bob Christopher, who, of course, is the host of this program, and then we'll have Ralph Harris. Many of you may have read his book, God's Astounding Opinion of You, and he's a fun guy. He's hilarious, engaging, and has a lot to say. John Lynch, who's been a guest on the Basic Gospel program as well, and Carl Kakadelis, who is a Christian counselor on the East Coast, and then I will be there as well. So we have five different speakers, and we're celebrating the outrageous, the love of God, and that'll be April 24 to 26 in Northern Virginia, right near Washington, D.C. So if folks are interested in getting some of Bob's teaching and my teaching and hearing three other speakers from a grace perspective, you can visit network220.org and register for that April conference.
Yeah. And, of course, basicgospel.net is where you can get information on the tour that we'll have on March 7th in Vacaville.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk with John listening to us on WMCA. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just want to tell you that I really appreciate talking about Jesus. And, you know, you guys are good because, you know, you're not there to chop anybody down, but you give us sound advice about the gospel and everything. And really, really beautiful and honest, and you make it so simple. And I like the verse you used in the beginning about Galatians 2:20. Therefore, if anybody, I've been crucified with Christ, and I don't longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's the truth. We live by faith in the Son of God. And he's there for us and with us. And there's nothing like Jesus. There's nothing like walking with him and talking with him every moment of the day. We need him more today than ever before. And when you guys talk about the Lord and his love and his grace, you make it just so simple and you give the answer so pure with love and kindness. I just had to tell you that today, young men. I call you young men because we're all young in Jesus.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, John.
We appreciate that encouragement and those kind words, and we're so grateful that you're just enjoying the presence of Christ and walking in His love and growing in His grace and growing in the knowledge of who He is, and that transforms us from the inside out. And if we would ever get a hold of that and let go of all the fear that's keeping us from walking down that path, this Christian life would just explode. I mean, it would just literally explode with inside of us in such a positive and life-changing way. But we're so frightened to do that, and we don't have to be. I love how the gospel was presented, you know, right there at the Christmas story. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Why? Because the gospel is this declaration of love that just absolutely punches fear right in the face. I mean, just amazing. Gut kicks it and says, man, just kick it to the street and embrace this love of God, enjoy His presence, and just let that presence fill you with joy unspeakable.
I mean, I feel so bad for the people that don't know Jesus. He is so fantastic and so wonderful. He puts a desire within you that all you want to do is talk about Him. You don't even want to hold it back because He is the one who lifts us up. He is the one who gives us the strength. He is the one who gives us life every moment. I mean, to kneel in front of our Abba Father every second of the day, to know that He called us. We didn't call Him. He called us by name. He picked us out of millions and millions of people. I mean, we are so precious in His sight. Everyone is. And there's nothing that can hold me back about talking about Jesus because that's the only thing I want to talk about. That's the only thing because it's so simple to understand His word. But some people make it so hard and go so deep with it. And I tell people today, just look at Jesus. Look at His life and just go with it. And don't try to figure things out. Just walk with the Lord. He lives in you. They say ask for wisdom. He's in you. Ask for love. Love is in you. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, lives in us. And without Him, we can't make it. But if we keep our eyes on Him every moment of the day, we're going to get through the hard times. And we're not going to look at fear because we're going to look at Him and look at Him only. I'm sorry I'm going so long, but I love talking about my
preach
Lord's
it, day. Brother.
That's
awesome.
Right. That's right. We just wish you were a little bit more excited about this new life that you have.
You can tell us what you really think.
In Jesus. But, gosh, may your passion be contagious.
Yes.
May others see the life of Christ in you and long
thank
for
you.
It as you're experiencing it and certainly in expressing it on today's broadcast. And
thanks a lot.
Andrew, that's what it's all about, isn't it, my friend?
Oh, my goodness. To hear his enthusiasm, wow. You know, it's a product of being acquainted with the basic gospel and just knowing that Jesus is not simply a new destination for us, but Jesus is our life. We've been crucified with Christ, no strings attached. We have this love with no strings attached, and He lives in us forever, and that should excite all of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, John is excited, and, you know, those are things that we can all be excited about, what the Lord has done in and through so many of us, and we are so thankful for that. Our hearts also are thankful to each one of you who have supported Basic Gospel with your prayers and your financial gifts through the months and years, and to those of you who have just recently joined us as well, Basic Gospel, and your support, we appreciate so much your joining with us. It truly is a partnership, and your support is the fuel that keeps the message of God's grace and the Lord Jesus Christ on the airwaves and online through this ministry we call Basic Gospel. We genuinely appreciate and need your ongoing support as we deliver the truth of God's Word to listeners old and new every day across the country and around the world. We hope you will continue to help us get the word out via Basic Gospel. The online support link is always available in the menu at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or during Central Time office hours when you can speak with our operator, Billy. You can speak with her at 844-412-2742. That's 844-41-BASIC is the short version of that, 844-41-BASIC. And may God richly bless and multiply your gift to Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. not weekend, but evening. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.